Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's the Spy Vers Spy podcast.
It's what?
What did I say what it was?
The Spy Vers Spy podcast.
Right.
That's us.
For Sarah's birthday, 2007.
That means we're on.
Yep.
That means Ron.
Ron.
Yeah, it's Sarah Bauer's birthday today. But she wouldn't know because she doesn't listen to the show.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
The only way anyone finds out about the birthday is through the Spy Vers Spy podcast.
No, she's back on it.
Oh, really?
Sure.
How can we be sure?
We could call her. Are you listening to this right now? Now.
Shmar, shmar, sheep, shmar, shmar, tribe.
Yep.
Remember that?
I remember that.
That was good times.
That's how the show always sounds to her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's the big Thursday show. For those of you who missed the Wednesday show, you missed a good one. Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You pulling up the set list?
No.
Well, what are you doing?
Not doing anything.
Pulling off the pants?
No.
Well?
Oop, apparently. Oops. I almost closed that. Sorry.
God damn it. Get off that shit.
Sorry. My Team Fortress 2 window was still open.
Team Fortress 2?
Uh-huh.
But you don't own that.
Yep, I do. I was working on my Team Fortress
2. You play Fantasy Team Fortress?
Oh, man. That's the way to go.
That's pretty good. Spy vs. Spy, Fantasy, Rotisserie, Team Fortress 2 tournament. Yeah.
Yes.
Pool?
Dirty pool.
And today in the standings, for those of you following at home, today in the standings, Phil is ahead by 3 points. Because he chose Joseph Bergen III to be good at sniping.
That's right. And I picked the Red Sox by 14.
Oh, how could you? How dare you?
What? How dare I what?
Is that America's team now?
Oh, yeah.
Canada's team is the Rockies. Not
really?
Only because of their name, but because of their ace pitcher.
You just root for the underdog?
Something like that. But no, because here's how it works in Canada. You got two teams that you don't give a shit about. One of them has a Canadian on it. That's the Canadian team. That's the one you root for.
That's cool.
It's pretty much how it works. Except if there's two Canadians, then you root against the one from Toronto.
Is Toronto the most hated Canada?
Yeah, Toronto's kind of like... I don't know how it is in the U.S., but I imagine it's like New York City. It's like everything. That's where all the attention is. Everyone's like, hey, fuck you.
I can dig it.
Is that true? Does everybody outside of New York City hate it?
No, I don't.
Not hate it, but... Well, it's hard now because of all the you-know-whats.
Yes.
But no. Back in the day...
New York. No,
back
it
in
used
the
to
day,
be.
Back,
sure.
And it used to be that, like... Yeah, like that's... Somehow that's America, and it gets all the attention, and that's where the center of the world is, kind of thing.
Yeah. Back on, like, 9-10.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. 9-8, we were all like,
yeah. Because we never had one of those. That's how Toronto is still to us.
Oh, you guys should do that.
It's a great city. It's a world-class city. But, no, they just get all the attention. Everything revolves around them. And especially
you,
in the sports world.
Need, it's, you need national tragedy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that'll perk everybody up.
Yep.
Works get on us. It. National tragedy would be if the Red Sox won the World Series.
Man, Rockies, what are you doing? You win 21 out of 22 and then just bong. Yeah, come on.
Oh, good did man. They play last night?
What?
I was too busy listening to the Vancouver Canucks lose.
Oh, I know. It's brutal.
To the Detroits.
So what do you, they the don't Detroits even have ice wing. In Detroit. That's the thing that's fucked up.
They play on crushed up old cars.
Mm-hmm.
Make them into a powder and freeze it.
Wax hockey.
Yeah.
It's a lot more subtle.
Well, when they go there, they actually just all sit around and play foosball, because there's no ice. Like, well, our team is going to beat your team at foosball then.
Yep. That's a home game in Detroit, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Do you know what?
I love that one, too. The Power Within.
I picked up Excite Truck for Wii.
Oh,
video
oh.
game roundup here.
Yeah,
that was a launch title that I didn't get because I thought Monkey Ball for Wii would be way better. And it turns out the Monkey Ball they made, the GameCube Monkey Ball, is fantastic. It's a great game. The one that they made for Wii is terrible. almost unplayable.
You know, I haven't heard anything about it, so that, you know, maybe that is a thing.
What, Excite Truck?
Oh, no, Monkey Ball, yeah.
Yeah, it was a launch title, and everyone was pretty
stoked.
I heard
it was coming out, and then I didn't hear anything
else.
Yeah,
it's bad. Like, I played it for a few days, and I was like, man, this is just... And then, you know, when you go to, like, EB Games, or I don't know what you guys have, but GameStop, GamePots...
We got the EB.
Stab. Yeah. And you go to sell a game, and they're like, yeah, well, this retails for $60, so how about we give you 20 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Only if you buy something else. So it's like, you know, what do you do with this game that you don't want? Do you sell it for not very much? Do you try to get what you can, or do you just hang on to it?
Right.
Yeah, so I end up with a bunch of games I don't really like, but I don't want to get rid of because they're not really worth anything.
Hmm.
But Excite Truck, which was also a launch title, which kind of got positive to mediocre reviews.
Yep.
And I just picked it up. I think it's out of print because it's impossible to find new, but I found a used copy for $45.
Oh.
And it's great. It's really fun, and if you get one of them Wii machines, you definitely must pick up that game. You and your kid will love it.
Really?
It's racing trucks.
Yeah.
A bunch of different kinds of trucks and dune buggies and that kind of stuff. Excite Truck, it's trucks, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all about, it. Like, you steer with the remote, like a steering wheel.
Wanging it in the air, right?
Yeah, so you don't control it with a D-pad or an analog or anything like that. You turn the thing to turn the steering wheel, and you got a gas and a brake, and that's about it. And a turbo thing, like an Excite Bike. It has the same sort of turbo mechanic that Excite Bike has. You can turbo, but then if you overheat, you can't do anything, you know? Do you remember Excite Bike? Yeah. And then, but it's great. It's really fun, and it's all about ridiculous jumps and impossible physics. And crashing and smashing, and there's things that if you hit these little exclamation points, it makes the terrain morph.
So really?
Sometimes it makes a jump appear out of nowhere, and there's rings to jump through, and all that. It's just fun
yeah.
times. Pretty easy to pick up, and I think that, and then you play two player, so I think you and Spencer would have a fucking awesome time with that game.
I'm on it.
Yeah, so definitely look into
Not quite on it yet, but I will get
Christmas.
On it.
Time or something, but yeah, hard to find new. So,
huh. Yeah, I'll pay less for used. I don't.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. Except that $10 less for used. Fuck off.
Well, yeah.
I hate those things. I hate those places. But the other awesome thing is my favorite feature. In fact, is that you can play your own MP3s in the game.
That is something.
You can use your own goddamn music.
Wow.
Of any type. Put it on an SD card. Mr. SD card.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in your Wii there, and then you go to like the options, and you can just play whatever song you want, and it makes the game like 30% more fun when you can rock out to your own jams.
Can you play AVIs?
No, not that I know. So you want to just have an episode of Norm going on in a picture-in-picture while you play Excite Truck?
No, I would just rather hear the sound effects from Excite Truck and just watch over.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, there's probably a way to do that. I think what you do is you unplug your video cable from your TV.
Oh, no, I don't want to do all that.
You don't want to unplug anything?
Oh, too technical.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right about that. Anyway, thumbs up for Excite Truck, even though it was a launch title, it's old, no one seemed to really care about it, and everyone said that, yeah, it's fun, but it seems more like a tech demo, it doesn't seem like a real game, you know? But it's just, it's fun. It's just fun. And it's really fast. And, I don't know, it's good. And, I don't really get into those driving... Do you like those driving games with all the real physics and the real reality in them and stuff? Do you enjoy those?
No, I find them very boring.
They're boring and, like, you sit down and you're like, I don't play a video game. You put one of those in and you just get frustrated because, like, I don't know. I guess it's one of those things you have to, like, really develop a skill in. Like, no one's good at those right away.
No, very difficult. Very, very boring.
Yeah, and I don't really care. I don't play a video game to pretend that I'm actually driving, you know?
No, I will just...
They should make one that has stoplights that you have to obey.
I don't understand why they're so hard, because I do actually drive, and it's nothing like that.
No, maybe the problem is that you don't have a force feedback steering wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fun.
In the car. I'll get one of those in the car.
I played a driving game with one of those before, and it was awesome.
I will get one for my Ford Taurus.
There you go.
Yep.
Put one in the passenger seat.
I should get my wife a force feedback brake pedal, because, like... She always lets me know whenever I'm driving. She doesn't, like, say, slow down.
She puts her foot down?
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom used to do that when I would drive. Not, well, that, and also she would, like, hold on to the door handle, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if things were going a bit too fast or I took a corner too sharp. I'm a decent driver. I've never gotten in an accident of my own fault before.
No, and I've gotten in car accidents with other driving, but I've never done anything.
There you go. A lot of that. And the thing is about that is when you notice somebody doing it, it throws you off, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what's going on?
Plus, I'm like, that's not going to save you.
Well, no,
it's not
going
to help you at all.
No.
You're still going to be crushed into paste.
Yeah, you should probably, if you're going to do that, at least have a pillow on your lap or something.
Yeah. Hot dog update.
Oh.
Spencer, eat your hot dog. All right.
He had to be told to eat his hot dog?
Yeah. Yep. He already had a lot of wings for breakfast, so he's a little meated out.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Yeah. So, special topic list, guest instructions. Some people were unhappy with the direction the show's been taking lately.
Oh. To those people, I say, do something about it.
Yep.
Just try
it. And someone did.
I dare you.
Taylor from Kid Nation sent us a topic list.
A song?
Yeah. She wants to know, Taylor from Kid Nation wants to know what Marvel Essential books we recommend.
I recommend Doctor Strange Volume 1, Just Deal With It. I don't know. I'm really bad at knowing stuff about old comics, and so that's how I picked up this Iron Man book. I know you have read several of those books, but my next one after I get through the Iron Man, which I'm slowly inching through, I'm thinking I might pick up Fantastic Four number one because I like old Fantastic Four.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I can make one recommendation, if you don't have any,
okay,
the first one I would say to pick up
Iron Fist
is Fantastic Four Volume 2.
Volume 2.
Yeah.
Number one's all bonery or something? Or bad?
Just if you have any dabblage in Marvel whatnot, you already know everything that happens in Fantastic Four Volume 1.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's just kind of like, oh, yeah.
Hey, we got powers now. What do we do?
Yeah, or like if you've, if you ever flipped through the old Essentials or, retell those stories so often.
Right, right. I do have the illustrated, like, picture photo book of the movie.
Yeah.
So, is that the same?
Yes.
Okay. What happened to those things?
Also, I don't think that Jim Kirby really hit his stride until the second
one. Was that, like, one of his first deals?
No, he drew Captain America, like, 20 years before that.
Even. Oh, really?
But, like, just like the look of the Fantastic Four, like the real Marvel look, doesn't happen right away in Volume 1. But by Volume 2, everything is tightened up to the point where it's like, okay, this is the classic Marvel that,
So that's what you want is Volume 2 then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and have you read the
Essential? You're not missing out on anything either. So.
Have you read the Essential Doctor Strange?
No, I haven't.
I'm interested in that because I don't really know anything about Doctor Strange except for the fake Doctor Strange that appeared in that Iron Man. But I'm a bit interested in his deal because he's a wizard.
Well, Steve Ditko is a crazy person, and I'm pretty sure he just drew that shit freehand. And Stan Lee was like, "Okay, yep, I'll sign off on this."
Yeah, he wrote the story in afterwards.
Like well, that is what he did.
Really?
That's the way he operated. Yeah. Everyone knows this.
Not me.
Jamie, if he does still listen to the show, which, judging by his Steam account, he can't possibly have the time.
There's not that many hours in a day.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you can actually multitask. He could listen to the show and snipe. Or wait, what's his favorite engineer? What's his favorite class, character class?
I don't
Dwarven,
know.
Is it Dwarven Ranger or something?
It's Milkmaid, actually. He's
Meter Maid.
Yeah.
Meat.
He's the Milk Meter.
Meter Milk.
I'm actually looking it up. That's so stupid. But So what would happen is Stan would say to Jack, "All right, I want to do this. There's some guys. They live on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
They're all tough, misunderstood. X-Men from space, run into the four, and some shit happens, and then maybe a big resolve at the end. Maybe not. That's it. That's what he would say. And Jackie would draw the whole thing and leave room for dialogue, and then Stan would write it. Nothing was written ahead of time, like dialogue-wise, or you know. I mean, there was like key plot points that like Stan would hash, but like he really had little to do with it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's how come sometimes in the old comics there you see half the panel is taken up by word balloon covering people's faces, and you're like, oh, that's kind of a weird choice.
And, well, yeah, that's when their hand slips.
They had to decide to put in all the exposition in that one panel.
Yep.
Although, isn't that how Todd McFarlane used to work, or does? Does he draw things still?
No, he doesn't.
He just poses action figures and takes photos of them for Wizard magazine?
Yeah. No, he doesn't draw. He doesn't draw comics anymore, and he gets mad at people that say, "Why don't you draw comics?"
Hey, you should draw a comic one day. No way, dude! I didn't work all this time and make all this money so I could draw comics.
That's right. He hates comics.
No, just wanted
He has gone on record as "Oh, I don't even like comics."
No, in fact, he thinks that he deems his magnum opus is the Vancouver Canucks Roberto Luongo action figure, where the ice is not at level. Never mind. I'm not even going to explain it.
Yep.
Yeah.
They should make Bloom County Dirty Harry.
Sure.
Call it magnum opus.
Magnum opus.
Yuck. So, yeah. Fantastic Four Volume 2. That's what I say. Or Silver Surfer Volume 1 is really good. It barely touches the Marvel Universe. I mean, it's all
adjacent. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it happens in the same town, but like he doesn't run into anyone hardly ever.
Yeah, so. I never had any interest in Silver Surfer, and I think it's because of all the space and all the giant space planet eating and space gods.
All the planet eating.
all that stuff. It just never turned my crank. It was always too weird and fantastical for me, or something. I don't know.
That's not the way his solo series was. I mean, that is kind of his trip in the Fantastic Four, but his actual solo book was like
just surfing, just going surfing.
You know how like Spawn would always like stand on top of churches and piss and moan about, "I used to be a black guy." That's pretty much what Silver Surfer does. He flies around really sad and all hunched over and missing his old lady, Shala Ball.
He's really sad.
Yeah, and that's right. It's very sad. But yeah, all he does is whine about his old lady for pages and pages and pages, and then something happens and
was
it's always
Nora
like...
Nora Rad?
No, it's Shala Ball.
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah. Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal, with a hyphen.
That's what Oliver calls Resident Evil. He was trying to say Silent Hill one time, and all he could think of was Shallow Hal.
Hey.
Let's go play some Shallow Hal, the video game.
Yeah.
I bet they would have made that if that movie came out during Super Nintendo years. I bet that would be a game.
Oh, yeah, sure. It'd be like a Lemmings-style game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rusty's Funhouse or whatever?
Yeah. Gross.
Trying to get all the hot dogs into the gullet.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the level, you see how slim she is from eating all the hot dogs. So, yeah, there you go, Taylor.
What?
Spend your Buffalo nickels at the,
Hey, remember when, back in episode 2, didn't somebody buy a bike?
Yeah, Sophia.
How come we ain't seen that bike? She got bored of the bike already?
Yeah, she's all chafed.
Gee, the next challenge is going to be bike shorts for everybody.
Yeah, maybe.
Pants clips. What do you call those things?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how much those pogo sticks were. We can't talk about... no more condition. What? Can't do it. We're going to drive away our remaining listener.
Dude, when those pogo sticks appeared, I was stoked.
If we drive away our remaining listener...
When you saw that, was your first thought, "Man, I got to get a pogo stick"?
No.
Oh.
No, I got to get a hat like Markel. That's what I got to do. Yes. That kid's got some fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so moving right along. Who's your favorite Mario villain? Who comes to mind? The first, if I say Mario villain.
Wart.
Really?
No. But, you know, maybe the Koopa Kids are my favorite. Oh, who comes to mind? The first one you think of is probably Bowser, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. It should be Donkey Kong. I love Donkey Kong, but it's, you know, unfortunately, he's taken a back seat.
Yeah.
I think he's a cooler bad guy than Bowser is.
Spencer was asking me yesterday if there was any Super Mario Brothers games that had Donkey Kong in it. And I said, not that I know of. I don't think so.
Not officially, no. Yeah, that would be great. They should do... Well, yeah, no, I guess not officially. The Yoshi's Island 2, you can be baby Donkey Kong on top of Yoshi's back, which is weird. And Donkey Kong is technically a Mario game, I guess.
Right, but it's, I mean, he means like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Like
actual, no, but they totally should make one. They should make a new game. This is what I think. They should make a new game like Super Mario Brothers 2, where you get a choice of four characters and you get to do levels with anyone, and make Donkey Kong one of them.
One of the characters you can be?
Yeah.
I would say make him all bad.
All the bad characters?
No, make him bad.
Make him a bad guy in it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Like what, you just stand there and throw barrels? And wait for a guy to come to you?
No, you don't be him.
No.
Although, that would be kind of fun. That'd be fun if there was a bunch of, like, reverse classic video games, you know? Like Galaga, where you're just like, okay, I'm going to move left.
And I'm going to fly my little bugs around and not get hit.
Occasionally, I'm going to drop a little. Birdo is the first one I think of.
Birdo sucks.
Birdo is the very first, the first... Super Mario villain I think of.
It's funny that we don't think of a Goomba, because that is the first one you meet.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine if you were Mario and you just showed up in that place, and there's a mushroom coming at you, and you're expected to kill it. This little mushroom man walks up to you, and you're like, I gotta kill that guy.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you can just jump over him, I suppose. But, like, did Mario know that mushroom was up to kill him? It was just walking. I mean,
that's
it was
true,
grumpy.
But if it
looked kind of angry, but that doesn't mean anything. People can look grumpy and they can be nice.
Well, it's not like he's even looking right at Mario either. You can only see the side of his face.
It's true, in fact, sideways you might argue that Mario is looking directly at him, but the Goomba is just sidestepping. He's doing the crab walk.
Yeah, he doesn't even know Mario's there.
Speaking of crab walk, how come there were no crabs in Super Mario Brothers? Remember in regular Mario Brothers, there was the crabs walking around? And they're starting to bring those crabs back a little bit more in current games, because it's classic. But it's kind of funny that Super Mario Brothers didn't have any crabs in it.
And yet, Super Mario Brothers 2 had Claw Grip.
Claw Grip. I think that they should bring back all those Super Mario 2 villains. There's Claw Grip and Triclide and Fry Guy. And now, Fry Guy. You can bring back Fry Guy without any hassle from McDonald's.
That's right.
They don't use the Fry Guys anymore.
Nope. And Birdo, my beloved Birdo.
Birdo has appeared in Mario Tennis, Mario Kart.
I would claim Birdo sexiest Mario villain.
Villain?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sexiest.
Maybe.
I think about it. It's big eggs. Mm-hmm. Where do eggs come out of, you know?
But Birdo is purported to be a boy.
Yeah, I don't buy it, though.
No?
Uh-uh.
That's weird. And also, originally, I think that Birdo was called something else, and the little ostrich guy was called Birdo.
That I believe.
I forget what the original name for Birdo was, though.
Ostro?
It was called Ostrich, I believe. Just, hi, I'm Ostrich. You don't look like an ostrich. Huh? That's my name.
Yeah, and Bison. That's what it was. The cross-game name switcheroo.
Yeah, that was a good one. So, M. Bison was supposed to be Vega? No, he was supposed to be Balrog.
Yeah.
Vega was still Vega?
No, M. Bison was Balrog.
Balrog was M. Bison.
Vega was M. Bison.
Really? No. M. Bison was Mike Bison, so that was the boxer guy.
Right, Balrog, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. And so the real M. Bison, Raul Julia, he was actually Vega?
Raul Julia, his name was Vega. Mm-hmm. And then Vega's name was Balrog.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you know?
Balorg, actually. Is the preferred. I like the Shy Guys. I'm going to be a Shy Guy for Halloween.
Yeah, Shy Guys are pretty nice. And I'm glad that they're coming back. You know, there's...
the talking show gonna be over?
Never. It's a question.
Not for a little while.
Plagued our audience since 20 minutes ago.
Oh, it'll be done when you finish your hot dog.
Uh oh, hot dog timer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they should bring back the claw grip and shy guy, or I mean fry guy
and the turnips.
Well, turnips I could take or leave.
I like that. I like grabbing stuff out of the ground.
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite part about Link to the Past is chopping grass.
All right. But it's weird how, like, for the longest time, they sort of shunned Super Mario 2. They were like, no, it's kind of like it's this bastard child.
We made it on the cheap or on the whatever.
Stole it from another thing, not really ours.
Who cares?
You
so
own
what?
It.
Worked out.
So therefore, own it, you know?
Yeah, it's in our collective thing, you know?
Yeah, it is part of the continuity, you know? You can't just pretend that didn't happen.
No.
Because, in a way, they've acknowledged it by, you know, I don't know, a lot of the stuff that they did.
You know what I like doing is just ripping through a pokey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. You land on him and just... I love that.
Or in Super Mario World, when you're Yoshi and you just eat the bottom of him.
Yes. That is also fun.
Yeah, so they should bring back them. They should also bring back the Koopa Kids from Mario 3. What happened to those guys? They just brought in Bowser Jr. Like, oh,
they died, man.
Were they... Mario murdered them all. That's why Bowser's so pissed. Just murdered his children. But they all had sweet names, like Wendy, O Koopa, and Lemmy.
Oh, I know.
And
I know.
Wolfgang or whatever.
Yep, those were the days, man. That was a thing. They knew what they were doing. Morton now Koopa they're just grasping at straws. Like,
come on, that's so good. But
yeah,
they should be in Mario Kart at least as character. Something. Use them for something. Come on. Like, it's
I think they should be coming out with a new Mario game every couple of months for the
definitely.
DS.
I don't know. I think that video game companies are worried about flooding the market, but they shouldn't be.
No.
Because if you make something on the super cheap...
It can't get worse.
And I think this is actually what they're doing now that things are online and you can download games. They can make them on the cheap and not do the whole manufacturing and distro and advertising and just put them online for download. So Nintendo Wii is doing that, where they're making little games that you can buy for whatever, $5-$10, and they're just going to be... there's going to be a new version of Dr. Mario that you can play online, apparently, that you can download. It's not going to be sold in stores or anything. I think that's a cool way to go. It's like the iTunes of video games.
Agree.
Except that I hate iTunes.
Also agree.
You got any parting thoughts here?
Thoughts?
You should probably get out of here soon.
Oh. I hate the Hammer Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember how everyone used to love those guys?
Oh, no, not me, man. They always make me too tense. Yeah.
They make you a teepee and a wigwam?
Thank you. Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. Well, you have a good night at work, Brian. You have a genteel evening.
I think I will.
I worked last night, so I'm not working tonight.
You're not... Wait, what?
I worked last night, so I got tonight off instead.
Huh. Wait. Let's pretend this is wrestling. Cut the music! Remember how they used to come in and say that?
Yeah.
Like, why, you know? Like, yep. It's your music.
I can still hear you. You wanted to play that.
Like, no, I wanted to... you guys. God, get your act together. When I come out, don't play my music. I don't want people to know who's coming. It's so dumb. Yep.
So, Bret Michaels is coming to town.
Really?
Yeah. With Firehouse.
Is that a cross between Bret the Hitman Hart and Shawn Michaels?
No. The singer from Poison.
From Poison.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Poison. Yep. Which is kind of funny, because he's like the last guy in Poison I'd want to see. You know? DC DeVille and Ricky Rocket. I'd be all over their junk. But send your comments and twitticisms, witticisms, over to spygapyga.com at email. And we will catch you on the Flip Mode Squad.
Bye, Peetus. This sounds like the end of Mario 2, doesn't it?
Yeah. Aww. Alright.
Okay.
Worst episode ever.
Really?
No, I mean best classic modern.
What?
Best modern classic.
Number one party hits? Jams?
Yeah.
Sports?
Totally.
Sports jams hits?
Dude, that was like volume 5, episode 1 right there.
Oh, really? Why do you say that?
Because it's comics and video games. It's pretty hot. Well, there's no toys or food, though.
Oh, my God.
What have we done?
Shit.
We can't put this up. Hey, everybody. You are getting really good at keywords, dude. Like, you're playing that right there, right? Right? That was all you, right?
I wasn't playing that saxophone part.
How does it... It just knows?
It just plays that automatically. I'm playing the flute part, though.
Oh, okay, that's what I meant.
All the melodies is me. Everything else is not me.
Oh, okay.
So foods, what'd you eat? Hot dog? Great.
What? No,
see
we
you
can
later.
Yeah, all right, bye. No, you know who the classic Mario Brothers villain is? Fire Rod.
Fire Rod?
Mm-hmm.
It was Fire Rod.
Just the swirling sticks of fire, you know? You're in the
oh, castle. Yeah. Very underrated.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who the most murderous Mario villain is. You know? Like, who the most Mario lives have been lost to.
First Goomba? In the history of the world? Probably.
Yeah, totally.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Because ladies are always like, which button shoots? Ives gonna be so mad.
Why? He didn't talk about anything he wanted?
Well, the only things we talked about is stuff you wanted, but we didn't get to his whole list.
He can suck a cock.
Wow.
No, boy,
let me tell you.
No, he can. That's one thing I know about that guy.
Yeah.